Thanks for having me, guys. Rodney, I hope you're controlling Fred because I'm sure he's freaking out today.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. I put up the padded walls, because Ned Colletti said I should. And, you know how Fred is, Dave, and we got to talk him off the ledge. But, yeah, the padded walls are up in the studio, man. He is absolutely nuts.
Today it might be warranted today, Rodney.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you this, and I've got padded walls, and I guess I really do now, officially, have to eat crow. Because I never believed in my life that the Rockies would ever be there at the end. Boy, they are. They are. And I guess it was hope against hope they would fade and the Dodgers would be there, but I was wrong. They're there.
Dave, that's our new drop. Fred said he's going to eat crow.
We should make a remote. Do that in front of a BJ's, right?
Every Monday, Dave, you can win the golden ticket. Oh, make sure you show up at BJ's. It's disheartening, Dave. I mean, it really is just disheartening to see what has happened. What was the mood last night in the clubhouse?
Obviously very quiet, Fred. Guys were upset, disappointed, and I think disappointed in themselves collectively of how they've gotten here and put themselves in this position. And really, if you look at that series in Arizona, it's kind of a microcosm of the season. Missed opportunities. Missed opportunities with runners in scoring position all season long. Missed opportunities against teams that they should have beaten. They only beat the Reds once. They were 2-4 against the Marlins. They're 7-9 against the Giants, who just fired their GM. They've had a miserable season. So those are just a few examples of missed opportunities all season for the Dodgers, and that's why now they're just hoping to win to get into the postseason, let alone win the division.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, they really don't have anyone to blame but themselves. I mean, throughout this whole season, and you know, to me, they are who they are. I mean, it's not. I don't think people shouldn't be really surprised that the Dodgers are in this situation because this is how they played all season long. But to that point, you know, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They have the brand. They are the historical big time franchise, just like the Yankees. So when teams play them, whether they're in or out, they're going to play hard against them. And we saw the Diamondbacks giving everything they got. Greinke pitched probably one of his best games of the season against the Dodgers. And we're seeing the teams like the Phillies lay down, you know, when they go to Colorado. We're going to see the Nationals basically lay down against the Rockies as well. That's a factor as well, isn't it?
I think in the Phillies' case it is. They've laid down on Gabe Kapler since the beginning of September. They were 15 games above 500 and now two or three games under. So that team quit a while ago. But the Nationals, they got a few individuals that are playing for accomplishments that help themselves. Max Scherzer will probably pitch the final game at Coors Field of the season. Bryce Harper is continuing to try to add numbers to his free agent stock, and Anthony Rendon is in the batting race, even though he has an outside shot of winning it. So I guess that's the things the Dodgers can hope for in those three games in Philadelphia. But as we speak right now, the Rockies are probably beating the Phillies again. I don't know the score, but that's what I would assume. But as far as the Dodgers go, I talked about missed opportunities. I felt the second game of that series in Arizona, that was the must win. They're facing a guy by the name of Matt Cook. Was Zach Greinke supposed to pitch the following day? And you know runs were going to be at a premium against Greinke. And they did not do much more than a Cody Bellinger solo home run off of Matt Cook. And they had multiple opportunities to do more damage. So you take a lot of pressure off yourself if you win the first two games going up against Greinke yesterday. And the Dodgers were not able to take care of business like they were supposed to. And yesterday as well, Greinke was on the ropes. His command the first three innings was not very good. And then he started to settle down the last few that he was in there. So that was also a missed opportunity. And it's frustrating because the Dodgers do have a lot of talent. But, you know, I don't know what has gotten in the way of them being able to perform collectively.
Last night, they started Ross Stripling. I mean, I'll raise the curtain a little bit. I actually texted you and I said, why are they starting Stripling? Where is Rich Hill? But, of course, you had a very profound answer, and then I understood why they didn't start Rich Hill.
Right. Rich Hill did not fare very well against the Diamondbacks in three starts. He gave up 15 earned runs in those three starts. So we all know that Chase Field is a hitter's ballpark, so it would not have been the right decision to start Hill. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. And I don't even have a problem with them taking Alex Wood out of the rotation and inserting Ross Stripling back into it, because Wood was not pitching that great. And unfortunately for the Dodgers, Ross Stripling's not pitching that great. But really for me, I feel like the offense has let down a lot of these pitchers and could have taken a lot of pressure off of these pitchers if they would have provided some early run support in some of these games.
Hey, Dave, I know we're going to get the standard answer from the Dodgers organization, but are you surprised that Dave Roberts and the talk of his extension or his contract, that has not gotten done yet?
A little bit. I am a little bit. There's always different dynamics, Rodney, to why things don't get done when people think they should get done. And he's had a successful first 2 years as far as results go with the Dodgers, winning manager of the year, taking them to the NLCS, and then taking them to one win away from Game 7. But I'm not sure why it hasn't gotten done, but it seems like all that stuff will take care of itself after the season. But like I said, I'm in there a lot, but I'm not in there 24/7. And there's always different dynamics to relationships and why things don't get done and what's going on other people's plates that we don't realize and how organizations want to handle it. So on the surface, you would ask that question and feel like it should have been done by now, but who knows what goes on behind the scenes.
All right, Dave. Well, things got worse for the Dodgers. Not only did they fall out of first place, not only did they lose the chance to control their own destiny because Colorado certainly controls its, but then there were mechanical problems with the plane last night, right?
Yeah. We were boarding the bus to Chase Field, and we got a text from the Dodgers traveling secretary, Scott Akasaki, that said there were mechanical problems with the airplane. So we hung around Chase Field for a little bit longer than we would have liked. And the Dodgers got into their team hotel in San Francisco at about 3:30 in the morning. So it's a good thing the Dodgers have a day off today, because after what took place last night, to have to play a game today, I don't think would have been conducive to facing Madison Bumgarner. So today's a welcome day off for those guys because coming in late and needing to regroup mentally and physically is important for these final three games. And, you know, there's a realistic possibility, guys, that the Dodgers have to go to St. Louis to decide who is the second wild card team. So this road back to the World Series is not going to be easy.
Yeah, I know. Looking at the schedule, you know, two months ago, you were hoping that this didn't come down to the San Francisco series at the end of the year. Because how loud do you think that beat LA chant is going to be in that stadium?
I hear it right now on the street. I hear it in Union Square right now, Rodney. I think they're ready to go. And from what I understand, a couple of weeks ago, Madison Bumgarner saw this schedule and walked into Bruce Bochy's office and told him point blank, I want to pitch against the Dodgers. So that tells you where Madison Bumgarner's head has been for the last few weeks.
All right, so do you know the rotation now for both teams as we head into the weekend?
Yeah, I do. Tomorrow is Ryu versus Bumgarner. Saturday is Kershaw against Pudge Rodriguez's son, who is supposed to be, or is, a lot of people feel, is the best pitcher in the Giants rotation. And then on Sunday, Walker Buehler may be pitching the biggest game of his life at AT&T Park, the regular season finale.
Wow. It's going, hey, must watch TV. How was Walker after that performance in Arizona? I know he got hit around a little bit, but as a young guy, he still seems to feel like he doesn't get phased much, good or bad.
Yeah, to a certain extent, Rodney, but he's a guy that has a lot of same characteristics as Clayton Kershaw. They just have such a high standard, and that's why Kershaw's as great as he is, and that's why I feel like Walker Buehler, if he stays healthy, will be one of those other great pitchers that the Dodgers have had in their history. Because, yeah, he only gave up a two-run double with two outs, but he lost. And that's all he cares about. And that's frustrating to him. And, you know, talking to him in the hotel lobby yesterday, he was describing the pitch he had to make to Peralta. And it told me he had to make a strikeout pitch. And he tried to. He just missed his spot. But trust me, talking to him in the lobby at the hotel as he was still thinking about the game that he pitched. And then when we got to Chase Field, walking with him to the outfield as he was starting to throw, he's very aware of the weight and the gravity of what is at stake when he pitches Sunday.
All right, we have off-day Dodger talk tonight at 7 o'clock with Tim Cates. Dave, enjoy your evening in San Francisco and get these guys to turn it around.
I'll do my best, Fred. There is no tomorrow.
Ain't that the truth?
And your best Apollo Creed voice.
There is no tomorrow.
There it is.
All right, Dave, we'll talk to you.
Okay, guys, thanks.